Thanks for tuning in to Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Sri Lankans are picking up the pieces after Cyclone Ditwa's direct hit. And then in India, children are waiting to hear the hope of Jesus, and you can help reach even more kids. The details on that in just a few moments. But first, Cyclone Ditwa took the island nation of Sri Lanka by surprise on Friday. Torrential rainfall turned into floodwaters and landslides. At least 366 people lost their lives, and more than 350 remained missing as of Monday. The tragic thing is, it didn't have to happen this way. Pastor Adrian serves as A3's country director for Sri Lanka. He says while many authorities knew the storm was coming, they didn't adequately warn citizens.
In certain areas, the rainfall was about 400 milliliters of water within a single day. One of our churches went down completely underwater, and our church is situated about 50 feet above the river level. We had never heard of a flooding of this nature before.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs estimates that over 1 million Sri Lankans were affected by the cyclone. Pastor Adrian says believers are working to provide immediate needs like food, water, clothing, and shelter. Then will come the long work of rebuilding homes and roads. They're also getting ready to lead prayer gatherings across the nation.
Because I believe that this devastation has also brought about receptivity in the hearts of people.
Pray that many survivors will discover the hope of Christ from these believers. Next, Bible translators need your prayers as they meet this week in Kenya. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
"We chose Kenya because it's a very welcoming country, and it seems to be much easier for many of our global partners to get visas to Kenya than it is to other parts of the world."
This is day two of Unfolding Word's Global Church-Centric Bible Translation Forum, which brings in 100 leaders from 18 countries and 28 language groups.
Some of them work in countries that have religious opposition, all the way up to death threats and, you know, assassinations.
The four-day meeting is comprehensive, providing education, training, and collaboration.
Almost half of the people coming this year are new. And so it will be an introduction to how church-centered Bible translation works. And then they'll have testimonies, breakout sessions on overcoming barriers, security, and funding, and technology, and all of those kinds of things.
Believers gain more than practical skills with the forum.
When they get to meet each other first time face-to-face, it's like this family that they didn't know they had.
Pray that the Holy Spirit would fill all the presenters and breakout leaders. Pray for the work that God is doing and is about to do through these church planters and Bible translators. And finally, today is Giving Tuesday. After thanking God for his blessings this year, it's a day to share those blessings through charitable giving. Now, if you have a heart for spreading the gospel, you should know that India is one of the most critical mission fields, and now is a key time to support an organization like Mission India as they reach kids. Raina Miller with Mission India says,
"Giving Tuesday falls during our 10-day Children's Bible Club matching challenge, so it's a great time to take advantage of that. Every dollar that you give to 10-day Children's Bible Clubs is currently being doubled. So $1 is doubled to reach 2 children with the good news of Jesus."
India is home to 1.4 billion people, and 96% have never heard the gospel. Mission India partners with local Christians to run children's Bible clubs, even as believers face intense persecution.
India is actually the 11th most dangerous nation in the world for Christians. There are people who are ostracized from their communities. They are facing violence. They're facing intimidation in all different forms for following Christ. And yet we're finding that the more persecution increases, the more the church grows.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.